Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner operator of this podcast. We are here in the parking lot of Citi Field in Section E of the parking lot underneath the trees by the fence here for Game 3 of the NLDS between the Mets and the Dodgers. This coming on the heels of Game 2, the much talked about, the much debated Game 2, Dodgers-Mets, where Chase Utley slid into Ruben Tejada. And whether you think he was out, whether he was safe, no matter, the game ended in a 5-2 loss for the Mets. I'm here with my friend Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Very good, thanks. How you doing?
Great, great, great. I'm here with my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
All right. Now, tell everybody, what's the excitement here? The atmosphere here is just amazing in the parking
lot. I hope Chase Utley dies of a freaking heart attack.
Mr. White jumping in with that.
To hate him longer.
All right.
Better than the diarrhea you ordered.
Oh, don't worry about that. So Chase Utley, he's been suspended games 3 and games 4. However, his agent and the Players Association have said, well, we need a little bit more time to get our evidence together and all this stuff, so no hearing today. He can play if he wants.
Oh, he'll play.
Yeah, he's going to...
What's the point of a suspension if it doesn't really go through?
Well, because you have the right to appeal. Yeah. So, and now here's the thing. MLB said, look, we're in New York. Our home offices are in New York.
Yeah,
today we want the meeting. His agent, you know what, we're not ready yet.
Yeah.
They have up to 14 days.
But Mondays are slow in New York. Friday's fast.
True.
14 days, you know, everything could be over.
Right. So he's going to play possibly tonight because he has faced Harvey. He's been in the division, so he's seen Harvey a lot. So it's very likely he could play today, if not start. So
yeah, but it's still red meat for the fans. We love it.
He'll get beaned.
Here's the thing. Are you for beaning? Are you for that retribution?
I think you have to send a little message.
Okay,
yeah, I do.
Now,
I don't agree with it, but
I've heard people say it should have been done on Saturday when the game was 5-2. They still had two more innings to pitch, you know, or at least one more inning. The eighth inning, they could have done something there, but like,
but then they could have said, you know, sour grapes because we're winning and, you know, you guys are losing. And...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but what if the union's a real fraternity and they don't want to do that to each other?
Well, but then there's this over, I don't know, there's so many unwritten rules, but it looks like that slide after, you know, 55 million people watch it on television, that rule's going to change. It happened with Buster Posey, but that was a regular season game.
They already have the neighborhood play.
Yeah, they have the neighborhood play, but now it's going to be you can't slide. Like, it's probably if you slide out of the baseline, you're out. I bet. You just watch. That's going to be a rule. You have to slide in the baseline. If you don't, you're automatically out or something like that. So we're here for this game. But yesterday was Sunday. There were some exciting football games. 3 overtime games, which is very exciting. 2 other come-from-behind wins. Bengals look good. They got to look good. I mean, Seattle's got a big hangover from their Super Bowl. I think that interception's going to hurt them for a very long time.
Yeah, well, especially with the Packers still around. And then, of course, in the AFC, you have the Patriots. So the favorites are still leading the pack, and everyone else is still chasing.
Right. And Atlanta came from behind at home to beat the Redskins. The Redskins. And, that was tough. That's right. There are a lot of beasts of these. And the Giants, too. The Giants coming from behind to beat San Francisco.
Right.
And that was big and late, too. So right now, they're leading the pack, and they are the best team in the NFC East. The Giants are. So that's big.
It's a cardiac team.
Each week, a Giant fan thanks Tony Romo. Really thanks him, but
I know. Great. You know, look, we want to say that the Patriots, they're 4-0. Look, I'm biased. I'm a Jet fan. I don't like the Patriots. But they did beat up on a Brandon Wheaton-led Cowboys team that didn't really do much. So, Dad, you like Minnesota this week? This upcoming game? Who are they playing? I think the Dolphins? I think we said?
No, I thought it was Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Chicago's at Detroit.
So that's, walk and do that on the way?
Yeah, we can walk. Let's do this. We're walking on our way to go to the stadium, get in, and do all that stuff.
Do you know who's throwing out the first pitch tonight?
I'm hoping that
I
it...
Do.
Who's doing it?
I do. I'll give you six guesses.
Buddy,
six guesses.
Tom Seaver.
I want to say Buddy Harrelson because I think
it's not going to be Buddy Harrelson.
That'd be perfect.
I'll give you probably a giveaway clue. Unfortunately, this man was in an airplane, and the airplane had to land immediately because of a medical issue.
Who? Sullenberger?
No. one of our prolific pinch hitters of all time.
Rusty Staub, Le Grand Orange.
This is what I heard. He's throwing out the first pitch.
That's right. All right, cool. Nice. All right, so Kansas City at Minnesota. Kansas City at Minnesota. Minnesota.
I'm liking Minnesota.
Given 3.5. So that's going to be a big game. And then, Cleveland showed something coming back in overtime, beating Baltimore. Yeah, I know the Ravens, their defense has been, pretty much, the defense. Yeah, but the defense you heard about, everybody thought they were good by name
but
only.
Their leader's been out.
I know. Not only is their leader, they blew two leads. That was uncalled for at home. They're 0-2 at home. Cleveland looks pretty good, but Baltimore is not very good at all. So I'd be interested in seeing Denver at Cleveland. I know Denver's given 5 on the road, but still might be interesting. So
yeah, he's coming.
So also talking about the other playoff series going on right now. It looks like both ALDSs are going to a game 5 on Wednesday.
That's
gonna be exciting. Toronto. One is right now they're leading 8-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
I like Toronto.
I'd like to see them do something, but look, you're seeing why Kansas City, who lost yesterday to Dallas Keuchel, but today they came back. I saw a stat. When the Astros are leading by exactly 4 runs in the 8th inning, they were 17-0. Kansas City, when they're losing by exactly 4 runs in the 8th, we're 0-15. Well, now you can put a 1 in both of those zeros because Kansas City came back, scored 5.
Uh-huh.
5 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, and they are going to a game 5 as well. So you see, it looks like it could possibly be an all-blue ALDS. That'll be exciting too. So yeah, so that's exciting. And then the Cubs right now, St. Louis took a 2-1 lead. Even with Jake Arrieta. Boy, those Cardinals can never lose. I don't know what it is.
This is the age of data where, a team with 2 outs in the, top of the third, will, if they get a run, they'll win the game.
Yeah, and especially it always happens to Cardinals. They keep bringing up the point. They always, always do well. They've had one losing season since, World War II or 1948 or whatever. It was in, the 70s. So that just speaks to how good not only that franchise is, but just, so.
I would hire all their scouts if I was any baseball team.
And, you look at all the guys they get, Matt Carpenter. Even somebody like Pujols, they let go of Pujols. They're doing almost better without him than they did with him. So it'll be interesting to see. So right now, my father and I, we took the 7 line in all the way from Penn Station. We took the train farther out to Penn Station to get here, and then from Penn Station to the 7 line. And I tell you what, crowded train. I was expecting more excitement on the train. However, here in the parking lot, the excitement is beyond. The energy here is unbelievable, and I can't wait to get inside to see how the game goes. So that's going to be fun. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Our phone number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. You can call up, leave a message, join in, and we can talk about anything you want. That's right. So we're here. You can also follow. You can also follow us at Everyman Sports on Twitter, at Everyman Sports, all right? Okay, thanks very much, Andrew. Please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.